Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 44. We read, "So shall I keep thy law continually, forever and ever." Boy, this psalmist is sure determined. In fact, he made a decision within his life that he's going to keep God's word continually. And then he's thinking about even to the end of his life that he's going to keep it forever and ever and ever. The language of this verse is very emphatic. It's really, you might look at it, it's once been said, it's perfect obedience that he's wanting to give to God's word that will constitute a large portion of the heavenly happiness in all eternity. It's really the closer that we approach God's word, that we allow it to apply in our lives. It has not only a near effect, otherwise our daily effect in our life, but it has a far effect. Our future ultimately as we're before the presence of the Lord. I think it's good, even as this psalmist was thinking about forever and ever. He's probably maybe thinking about it, sat down and thinking about the end of his life. Have you ever taken time to consider how many days you have left on this earth? You know, I got my calculator out the other day, and I said, what happens if I live another 25 years? You know, if the Lord would allow me to live some 25 more years in my life, and it comes out to be 9,125 days. And I hope, like the psalmist, that I could purpose in my heart, or I could choose to live in my heart, to keep God's word continually, to allow it to flow within my heart forever and ever and ever. You know, I love this, because as we see in the book of James, and James likes to be known as practical Christianity as you read through the book of James. I love that book. It's not very many chapters. You might want to sit down this afternoon and read it over. But in chapter 1, he says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self." You know, isn't it amazing how you could deceive yourself when you hear the things of God, and all of a sudden you think that you are part of God just because you've heard it, part of God's kingdom, that is. It's more than that. It's the doing of the word. I heard one time from our evangelist friend, Greg Laurie, say one time, he says, you know, just because we go to McDonald's doesn't make us a Big Mac, does it? And so just going to church on Sunday, going to church on midweek, unless we're doing God's word, it really doesn't make any difference. Because we need to be doers of the word, as he goes on, "For if any man heareth the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. And he beholds himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever," this is the important verse, verse 25, "but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein." He's a continuer, just like our scripture, "So shall I keep thy law continually." But the one that continues therein, and not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man will be blessed in his deeds. I believe the psalmist was looking to be blessed at all that he did. He wanted to not only his own life to be blessed, but his family and his friends, and he knew that as his life was blessed by the Lord and he started doing what God's word taught, then others around him would reap the benefits of it. I was looking at a scripture the other day, and a scripture I've been praying about my whole life. You might want to consider to yourself, maybe you would like to try this one on for size, where the Bible tells us, Paul says, "Be kind one to another." And if we just simply start doing God's word, not only will we reap the benefit, but those that we come in contact with would be blessed by just being with us. The other day, I was in a restaurant, and I was eating with a good friend of mine, and we were sitting there eating, and And they're in a restaurant with a guy that I've known over the years. And the last time I saw him, apparently he didn't like me for some reason. It was like he threw a rotten tomato at me. And I didn't know how to react. And I just, you know, we hadn't seen each other for quite a long time now, some couple years. And upon seeing him, all of a sudden the Word of God was leaping in my heart, where that verse was, says, be kind one to another. I don't know the things that he said back then or the things that was going on, what all the reasons of wife wars are those. A lot of times we don't know. But I know if I'm obedient in God's word, if I continue in God's word, that I will be a blessed man. And so he stopped by and awkwardly tried to say hi to me. And you know, and all of a sudden I found myself just reaching out to the guy. Say, hey, we should have lunch together, and reach it out in kindness. And it was such a joy to my heart to see his light, his face just light up. You know, that's the benefits. And this is what the psalmist is telling us. If we just continue in the doing of God's word, if we just continue in his law and what he teaches us as his word forever and ever. The word of God is just not for Sunday, but it should be played out in our real life throughout the week. And if we do that, our lives will truly be blessed. You know, something about the word of God, it is good. In fact, remember when we looked at before, Psalm 19, verse 7, it says, the law of the Lord is what? You guys know it. It's perfect. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. They're more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honey cones. Oh, I pray. I just pray that I would seek to keep God's word continually. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we read that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines. Otherwise, what the word of God was, the early church was continuing in the word of God, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayer. Later on in Acts chapter 26, verse 22, we read, having therefore attained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to the small and great. It's so important that we just continue. And as we finish up here today, Paul tells us and exhorts us in Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. He says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you've heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister. May we, like the psalmist, seek to continue in God's word, continue in doing God's word until the end. And like Paul, he says, if we continue in faith and grounded and settled and be not moved, it's my prayer that we would hold fast. That we hold fast to God's word, that we'll continue in the things of God, even this day. I don't know what you're going through, but God knows. And just stand there. Stand fast in God's promises. And just continue to trust him, even this day. And until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.